This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. I'm Lori Baranski and I'm here with Megan White. Hello, Megan.
Hello, how are you?
It's been so long.
It has been a while.
Megan and I were in the same line last year. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Tears.
Yeah, Lori was my captain, my line captain, so I miss her a lot this year. Mm-hmm. Very different.
Much love, much love. And who's your captains this year?
This year, my two line captains are Stacey McIntyre and Brianna Lee.
How's that going?
Great. I love our line.
Good.
We work really well together, so...
I'm sure you do.
Our line name this year is Mac and Cheese for Stacey McIntyre
and
Brianna Lee. And
it equals cheese?
Yeah.
That's weird, Brie. If you're listening, that's weird.
Well, Brie, like Brie Cheese.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Mac and Cheese. Okay.
Tracy.
Whatever. Good job, Trey. So anyways, you guys just had your game against the Redskins, and you guys dressed up.
We did. We dressed
up. It was so cute.
We got some Halloween costumes this year, and everyone was something different. I, myself, was a Girl Scout, so I was decked out in a skirt and a little top and a green little beret with a sash across me that said Cookie Girl. So
cute. It was really cute. Yesterday was Halloween, so did you wear it yesterday as well?
I did. I wore it out last night, and
did people recognize you? Like, oh, you wore it at the game and now you're wearing it at a party? Like,
no one said anything, except for the people that I was close to. They noticed that I was wearing the same thing. But I mean, Halloween's just a fun time of year anyway. You get to be something that you're not usually, and you know, it's just, it makes you almost feel like a kid again.
Of course, yeah. You guys were so adorable though. What was your favorite besides yourself? What was your favorite costume besides the Girl Scout?
My favorite costume. I loved everyone. I loved Stacey's hair. If you noticed her hair,
so cute.
She was like a 70s afro chick.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had this afro wig in her hair. It looked so perfect.
It did. Her hair came out so good too, because she had like two big huge things on the sides.
She fit the part perfectly. I loved Quinn, who was Gwen Stefani. She kind of has the whole Gwen Stefani rocker thing going on.
Which,
anyway, so
ironically is her idol.
Yes.
So it was perfect for her. She looked amazing, and then they played a song for her.
Yes. Here we
and
go.
And she rocked out.
She did. She was on the big screen for about 2 minutes. I was so happy for her. She was just...
I thought for sure she was going to start singing. Like,
oh, yeah.
No joke. I could see her lips moving. I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah, she transformed into Gwen.
It was cool. It was really cool. And we had a nurse.
Yep, a construction worker.
I liked the bumblebee. Who was the bumblebee?
Loved the bumblebee.
Was
that
it Sandra?
Was Alicia.
Alicia.
Alicia,
so
C.
cute.
Yes, she had a little stinger, too.
It was so cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. And it was a strawberry shortcake.
Yes.
A Snow White.
Snow White. We had a butterfly and...
What was Alicia Badaro?
She was like... She
a morbid butterfly?
Yes. Yep. Some people said she was kind of had, you know, a gothic theme going on, but she was, I liked it. I liked her costume. She was all decked out in black. We had like a Sherlock Holmes outfit and
And then there was like some kind of like snow bunny almost, like a winter outfit.
Like a snow queen.
Yeah, and I thought that was so smart. Because you guys are freezing.
Yep.
And she had, like, boots on, and her thing was long sleeve, and it was velvet. So she was a little warmer than you guys.
The rest of us had the shakes a little bit, but she held out for most of the game. She was warm.
Yeah, but you guys got lucky. I mean, it was a cold game, but we kept scoring so much that you guys were nonstop dancing
non-stop.
To stay warm.
Constantly,
we got lucky.
Constantly moving, constantly cheering, jumping up and down, trying to get the fans pumped up, and which was not hard to do, by the way.
No. Not in that game.
Yeah, it was a great game. I'll take it.
And then you guys changed for the second half.
Yes.
Which is always fun because kind of like a wardrobe costume change.
Yes.
Here we are, ta-da, you know.
Yep. And I loved what we wore the second half. We had brand new white shorts that went with our brand new satin jackets with the Patriots name on the back and a logo right on the front. And they just look really nice under the lights.
Yeah, they're really sharp. They are. And the white shorts match to the 9.
Right.
Like, it's amazing. It looks really good. And I know people might say, well, white is white, but especially when you have satin, different kinds of textures.
Oh, yeah.
The whites are different.
Right.
But it was awesome.
Right.
So you guys were the big hit, big hit. And I'm sure there'll be pictures up on the website very soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
Very soon. Patriots.com/cheerleaders. And so what else is going on, Megan? We haven't talked in a while.
I know. Well,
you guys have this week off, technically.
We do.
But you're here for practice tonight.
Yes, I'm here because I am getting ready and preparing to go overseas for an OSG Operation Seasons Greetings tour with five of my fellow cheerleaders. And we leave very soon, actually. So we're just trying to prepare and get our choreography together and all the last-minute details.
How excited are you?
I am so excited. I can't wait for it to come. I've been looking forward to this since I knew that this opportunity could be presented to me when I tried out as a rookie. So now that it's finally here, I am so thrilled that I got the chance.
You'll have the chance of a lifetime.
As you know.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have a blast.
How many times did you go?
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah. Yep. It was amazing. And I'm sure you went to China.
Yes.
So you kind of got a feel for it, just not the military part.
Right.
Which you'll gain a whole new level of respect for the people in the military.
I know.
You definitely will. It's awesome. So what else? How's school?
School's going great. I am currently a senior at the University of New Hampshire. So just finishing up my last year and working towards my degree in communication and a minor in journalism. So very exciting time in my life right now.
Very
busy. Very busy.
But you're doing well. That's good to hear.
I'm getting it done. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming by. Before we go, actually, we're going to introduce our quote of the week.
Good.
We're going to start doing it every time. And we encourage listeners to write in and give us their favorite quote on cheerleading. And we are going to keep it around cheerleading. I know on your profiles for all the cheerleaders, they have all quotes pertaining to whatever their life is.
Yes.
And today's is, next time someone tells you cheerleading is easy, tell them to do your routine and then get back to you. And I'm sure you can attest to that as well.
Oh, I sure can, especially when you do your routines over and over and over again and they are drilled into your head. It's not just jumping up and down and waving your pom-poms around. It's a lot more than that. It's a lot of hard work and dedication and commitment. And I cheer on all of you cheerleaders out there who keep your head up when people tell you that, because it's not all the glamour that it looks like. It's a lot of hard work, and I know how hard you girls work, so keep it up.
Very good. Very well put. And the author of that was Tiff Tiff in the USA. So thank you, Megan White, for joining us.
Thank you.
Will you come
much.
Again soon?
Absolutely.
Great. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.